Good afternoon. Welcome to Mitahi Green Chapel International English Service. Today I'd like to pick the topic of the Bible, the Messiah. The text written on the bulletin is wrong. Maybe I posted the wrong text on the Facebook message. The text this afternoon I'd like to pick is 141, not 114. That's why. That's okay. Never mind. Let me read the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 35 to 42. 42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent the day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." That is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. We have found the Messiah. Amen. Do you know the meaning of Messiah? I think you know. You're Christians, you know. Messiah is Hebrew and means anointed one. Anointed is like pour the oil on somebody who is assigned for a special mission. In the Old Testament, three groups of people were anointed. One, priest and the high priest. They work for to serve the Lord in at the temple. They were the only people who can come close to the Lord. The priest, high priest, he was the only one who can get into the most highest place. Once in a year, just once in a year. But they were anointed to serve the Lord. And number two groups are the kings. Like you know the story of David. He was anointed by Samuel. Even he was a child. Maybe he did not know why I was anointed. But God told Samuel, "This is the guy who's going to be the king of this country. You have to pour the oil upon him." There are no other written documents. The other kings were anointed when they were became when they become king. But probably the other kings also were anointed. Number three groups are the prophets. But they are not, of course, also in the Bible, there are no stories some prophets are anointed. Actually, you know, pour the oil on them. But they are also called the anointed ones. So there are many messiahs in the Old Testament. Yeah, there are many messiahs. Priests, kings, prophets. Other than that, Moses, he was a messiah. He was assigned to take the Israelites from Egypt, you know, deliver from their slavery, and brought them into the promised land. Moses was one of the messiah, messiahs. And who others? Joshua, yeah. He succeeded Moses' job and brought the people into the promised land. Others? Other messiahs? You know, other messiahs? Judges. Like, even, Samson and others. If Samson's our messiah, love girls. But he was selected to beat the Palestine, deliver the people from the enemy. And Gideon, too. Yeah, he was elected. Like an angel visited Gideon and called, "You are the warrior." He was beaten the wheat in the boat, right? Yeah, he was a chicken. But God called him, "You are the warrior." Others, Ezra, Nehemiah, maybe others. So there are many messiahs in the Old Testament. They were like, some are like picked by God abruptly, suddenly. Some are like priests. They were born as the Messiah. So maybe you feel something weird. I call them Messiah, right? You said Messiah is only Jesus, but the people in the New Testament, the Jews in the New Testament, they call those kind of people messiahs. That's true. Yeah. They call even Elijah, Jeremiah, Elijah, Elisha. Those are messiahs. So even the John the Baptist, he could be the messiah. So messiah means somebody who is elected to fulfill the will of God. Do something particular mission. So in the New Testament time, you know, the Israelites were ruled, occupied and ruled by the Romans. So they were in a hard situation. They have to pay taxes, and they were have to work for the Romans, you know, and if you have something, you make some meetings, and Romans arrested them and put them on the crosses. Yeah. They are so hard situation. So the people are waiting for another Messiah. Because in their history, the Lord sent the Messiahs to deliver the Israelites. That is their mind, you know. Lord, maybe they're praying for. Lord, send the Messiah. Especially if they wanted like King David. He was a strong guy. He beat the enemies. So they were waiting for like King David. And also the prophets had prophecies, God will send the seed of David, send the Messiah from the seed of David. Ah, Lord, when you send us the Messiah. So, I read the John 1:26. So let's open Matthew chapter 16. The dialogue between disciples and Jesus. 16:13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "They say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." They're messiahs, you know. Prophet, like prophet. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are not one of them. You are the Messiah." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this way was not revealed to you by men, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound on heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. He was the Christ. In this story, tell us the people who are with Jesus Christ, the disciples and others, they were discussing, who is this guy? What kind of this people, this guy? Is he a Messiah? One of the Messiah, like prophet type, or a priest type, or king type, or Moses type? You know, they're talking about that. And Jesus said, ask Peter, the disciples, "So what do you think?" And Peter said, "You are the Messiah." Not one of them. "You are the Messiah, and you are the Son of the living God." You are not just only the Messiah, you are the Son of the living God. Of course, he did not understand what he said, truly. That's why, because after this dialogue, Jesus said, "I'll be crucified." And Peter said, no, Lord, you won't be crucified. You'll be God. You will be a king. You will deliver this country. You will be the Messiah." So he did not understand what he said. But Jesus... was and is the Messiah, and he was the Messiah like the other Messiahs in the Old Testament. All the Messiahs in the Old Testament bind them into one person. It was not enough, but like he is He is the priest, he is the king, and he is the prophet. And he's like the Moses, he's like Ezra, he's like Nehemiah, he's like Elijah and Elisha and the judges. He came down here to deliver. He came down to reunite with God. And he comes here to proclaim the gospel. However, the way to deliver the people, that Jesus took is something different, what they imagined. Because the people, they imagined, they expected, like Peter and other disciples, Jesus will be the king, and he will use the sword or the weapons and tanks and missiles and all kind of weapons and beat the Romans. What they expected. But Jesus used the totally different way. What his weapon was. What was his weapon? What was his sword? His life. Right? His life. Which was propheted by Isaiah 53 chapter. I didn't read, but you know that chapter. But they did not expect it like the suffering Messiah. Messiah is not supposed to be suffer. But Jesus used the most difficult way to deliver the people, not from the reign of Romans, but from the reign of sin. But reign of Satan. Jesus came down here to deliver us from the evil, from our sins. So he used his body, his life, to beat his enemy. John chapter 6, 53 to 58. Actually, I read part of the scripture this morning, John chapter 6, 53 to 58. Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I will because of the Father, I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever." This is his weapon. This is how deliver us from the dead. He is the ultimate Messiah. Because we can beat the enemies, we can beat the disease, we can beat the poverty, we can beat anything, but we cannot beat the dead. We cannot beat our sin. So he came down here to beat our enemies. He's the only one who can beat the sin. We like messiahs. We like heroes. Probably, if I'm in the New Testament era, or in the Old Testament era, Maybe I will call not Messiah, but heroes. Yeah. Yeah, as I told you, the Messiahs in the Old Testament, many Messiahs, they are like heroes. You know, they appeared, or they elected, or they come to save the Israelites, right? So they're heroes. Like, they're like Superman. Like Iron Man. You like heroes? You like hero movies? Do you like, you know, Ultraman in Japan? Yeah. There are many heroes, like Terminator. Maybe he's the one of the heroes. And Fantastic Four, Avengers. There are many heroes, yeah. Why they like the hero movies? Because they need heroes. Because they need somebody to show up and save us, right? Yeah. All over the world, there are many hero stories. Not in the United States, but in Japan, France, England, and every place. There are many heroes. We need heroes. And we call, and hero will come. When we got trouble, we are in trouble, we are looking for the hero. You know, whenever we call, the hero will show up and save us. So God sent us the hero. The hero, Jesus Christ. He gave, now here, to save us from our sins. And he gave his life, his flesh and blood. When whoever eats his flesh and drink his blood, we have everlasting life. Besides, when we got trouble, we call him. Wherever we are, what kind of situation we are, we call him. We call our hero. We call the hero, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. What he promised then, I'll be with you all the time till the end of this world. Which means we do not need to call him. Why? He's here. We don't need to use a special telephone or a special prayer or some, you know, words. No, we don't need. Jesus is here. Whenever we call his name, he's here and save us. He can save anything. He can deliver us. He is the Messiah. So we should tell like Andrew. What Andrew said. John 1:14. First thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." This is the strongest message you can tell to your neighbors, your family. We have found the Messiah. I have found the Messiah. The Messiah. We don't need others. We don't need other heroes. We don't need other messiahs. He's the Messiah. And this is the gospel. This is the story we should tell to anybody. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for sending us the Messiah. You sent the ultimate Messiah 2,000 years ago, and he is now with us. He delivers us from evil. He delivers us our sins and give us the everlasting life. We do not fear. fear anything because we have the Messiah and He is with us 24 hours until the end of the world. Thank you so much. Lord, let us go out and tell the people we found the Messiah. They are looking for messiahs. They are looking for heroes. They need heroes to save their in troubleness. But we know the Messiah who can save us from anything. Who can deliver us from any terrible situation. Lord, thank you again for this Messiah. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.